We want to welcome you to the Holy Ghost Calling website and thank you for coming by this way. Brother Freedom is with us and some of us have gathered here this evening for a service. We really don't know what's going to happen because the Holy Spirit takes care of it as we go along. But we're so glad to welcome you and you get to come along with us. And Brother Freedom just wants to thank you for your prayers for him. He's doing really well and he's so happy because he knows God is taking care of him. And so he thanks you for your prayers. He feels your prayers. My name is Clint, and I'm Brother Freedom's assistant. I try to get the material out for you out there on the net so that you can be blessed by it. We know that you're going to be blessed by what's going to happen today because we're trusting the Lord by faith. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day, and we thank you for your presence, and we thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Bless Brother Freedom in a wonderful way, and bless all the listeners out there. Many of them have needs, and we're so glad, Lord, you know what those needs are, and you're taking care of them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wonderful Lord, our Savior, our soon coming King, we thank you and we praise you, our wonderful Father. You're so blessed, so special. Lord, you've been so good to me, and you've been so close to me, and you told me this week that you're going to be closer. And I've never felt you this close. All long years ago, and you took that from me, and you're back to that place where I longed for. I remember those times when I was so close. I pray that you'll move mighty this night in a very wonderful way. I pray that you'll move upon us with your blessed Holy Spirit and touch us in a mighty way that we might be a blessing, but also that we might be moving out through your Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God that can do all things. And he is the one this day. This is his time. Time for the Holy Spirit to arise. It's the Holy Spirit's time to take advantage this last hour. It's so important to the lives of so many because it either has us lined up for heaven or for a wrong place, which is a bad place. And we wish that everyone that's hearing this message tonight, that you're on your way to heaven, and you got all of your hearts, your desires, your will, everything in alignment with God's wonderful power, that you might be graced by his wonderful Holy Spirit through the love of Jesus Christ that was shed abroad on Calvary's cross so wonderfully hard that Jesus paid the price and a debt that we could not pay. And he gave his life in full that we might be enriched to the place this last hour, that we might be filled with his divine power, divine glory, in such a wonderful way. And I know this is the beginning of the Holy Ghost hour. It's starting, but it has started. And we know that God is going to do a mighty work. He's ushering in a new time, a new time frame. And he's going to set captives free. He's going to heal the brokenhearted. He's going to open the deaf ears. And the eyes that cannot see, they're going to be open. And those who are deaf spiritually, their eyesight is spiritually blinded. They're going to receive a revelation also. And they're going to be touched from heaven. And their lives are going to be turned 180 degrees around. And they're going to walk victorious in our Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit that's so wonderful, by God's shining light that shines upon us brilliantly in those last days, that we might be moved upon by his Holy Spirit in a gigantic way that's so valuable, so wonderful that we have never felt, never desired what we're going to see from now on. We're going to see great and mighty things. So all of you out there this night, I pray that you will tell your friends, tell those around about that God is on the move. He's going to do a great work. And he called me a lot of years ago when he said, in the last days, when you get old, I'm going to use you. I've got many years left, but while I'm here, I'm going to give everything I have. Lord, I had too much. I was like Gideon. I had too much army. I had too much myself, so he had me go through a little problem as a stroke. And through the time of the stroke, I realized that he showed me that how the church this day, many, many, many are in that condition. They're powerless. They have lost the feeling of the Holy Ghost. They have no personal blessing with the Holy Spirit. And they've forgotten what our Lord Jesus has done for them. They have forgotten what He paid in full that we might live, that we might regain our wonderful name, because we've been bought with a price. We're the people of God, and we need to rise up with our name higher in the name of Jesus, because in that name there is no other name. And His people, we line up with our Savior Jesus, because He has paid in full that we might eternally live and never longer die. We'll be alive unto God, but dead and the trespasses of sin, things that cause us to bring heartaches, to failures to this life, that we'll live righteously and godly in this present world. This we ask in the wonderful name of our Savior Jesus Christ, by the power of God, through the glory of God, forever and ever, ever. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. God bless all of you. We love you. I thank you for praying for me. I thank you that I'm really nothing. Brother Freedom is just, but God is everything. I'm decreasing more and more every day, and He's increasing more and every day. And when He gets where I'm not seen at all, then it's going to be okay. I'm praying for that when I tell you, but you don't see me at all. I'm just bloody but cry. I love all of you. God's touched my heart in such a way that I've got so much love down that I just love everybody. I don't want to see one soul go to eternity without Jesus. That's a hard place to think about. But souls are going to go off into eternity without God. And I believe this message tonight is special for you out there tonight, because it's going to realize that we've been bought with a price. And we have to give this body back to God. It's our commitment. And hopefully I'll get through this with the help of the Lord. But I'm going to read a couple scriptures. Pray that God will bless you. I don't know. I can't even see the page. I'm going to have to dry my eyes. So joyful I can. Tears. Oh, wonderful tears. God wants us to repent with tears. He doesn't want us to repent. He wants us to give us our heart. And it just touches the degree that we repent in prayers. We just so love our Father that He is so wonderful. But I love all of you. And God loves you very much. He just loves you so much. He wants to touch you. But in 1 Corinthians 6, 19. What know ye not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and are not your own? Think about that. We're not our own. Well, we're getting around to explain this, but God just, oh, He's just showing me all kinds of things right now. My brother has a name for an iPhone. It's wonderful. 20 million. But ye are bought with a price. Just think about it. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. That's saying we don't own this. And we got to give it back to Him, or He has no chance, because that's what we're our bargain, that we give Him our body back. Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. See, God wants us to have a living sacrifice, live unto God, but dead unto sin, which is your only reasonable service. It's only our reasonable service. He's telling us, that's not too hard for us all, any of us to do. And be not conformed to this world, but ye transformed by the renewing, this is a process of the renewing of your mind, that you might prove something. You seek it out to the last degree. What is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God? Now, in God's eyes, I believe that good, perfect will are available. But I think the perfect will is what I wish for in my life. I don't know about you out there, but I really think it's easier if we go all the way with the Lord. I think He allows us to go good, good will. But He says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moss and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break in and steal. But rather lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break in steal. For where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. Just think about it. So you've got to go for it all the way. When the Lord says, go for it, it means us, go for it. And now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And now is the time to make that decision. I will serve you, Lord. Now is that night to quit playing around with God. Mean business with Him. To seek His face. Because God is wonderful. He is wonderfully just. And He has a great reward and a great plan. It says He gives a reservations for eternal life. Our appointment with God is with reservations for heaven. We can have reservations for some places, but heaven is a special place. Heaven is a place, as you can't even describe it. It is written, "Eye hath not seen, neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man, but things that are prepared for them that love God. But God hath revealed them by His Spirit. Yea, His Spirit searches, yea, the deep things of God." God has given us a wonderful, bountiful blessing. It's for real. Oh, I feel the glory of God all over me. My legs are tingling. The love of God. And the Lord's right here with me. And I just love you so much, Father. I just pray that you will continue this service. Oh, I feel His presence so close. Boy, that's just... I tell you out there, if you don't have a love of God and you need it, it's the most wonderful, the most awesome. See, we were built not for our own. So until this body goes back to its where its original habitation, which is in God's covering, in His authority, we have troubles because we're shortchanged, we short circuit, we don't get good connections because this body wasn't meant to live without our Father. When we plug into Him, it just flourishes. Oh, we feel the love of God that comes down upon us. We feel that agape power. We feel that bonus of blessing. We pray for the sick. They will recover. When we see the lame, we have compassion. And through the compassion of love that God so loves us through that, do we reach out, say, be well. And that individual is well. By the power of God. God's given me a calling tonight that's above what it's ever been. And I have faith that I've never had. And I'm going to see probably dead raised. I'm going to see many people healed. God's going to do a great work. And God let me know that I've seen some things that no one has seen. He's let me see wonderful things. I've been just and I'm nothing. I'm still nothing. I'm out there, I want no one. Don't you feel you're shortchanged? Because if God can use me, He can use you also. He loves us so much. Every one of you. We're equal. He's not a respecter. I want you to get straight tonight that God is not a respecter of person. It means what He does for Brother Freedom or Brother Clint, He will all do for you just as what. He loves you just. He is not partial. When I say, I have you give us a star up. The one that I thought in this rehab for helping me walk. A week ago, I couldn't walk. I couldn't hardly even talk. But God raised me up. And I'm happy. I'm happy. But I had to get that star out. So I thought and I thought and I prayed. Lord, give me some of my own. He let me do these things on my own. You know, like they do there. Lord just turned me loose there and let me do what I want to do. So I think I pleased Him. So He just gave me full reins. And so when I started figuring out this about, I said, there's no stars here. Everyone's a star. It took me about 3 days to write a letter. Every night I'd come back, my brother come down there writing when he was there. I finally finished it 2 days later. I just write it, put it back. That's where our lives are. You know, God will, you just keep on trying. You keep tearing that piece of paper out. And just start off anew, and God will bless you. Make sure that you're ready and last. Make sure that letter gets to the right person. That's what God is really about. He wants you, even you made hundreds of mistakes, but God will help you. Just rewrite your, because I had to rewrite that letter over and over. You do that in your life with God, and God will bless you, and you'll start feeling that surge from heaven. You'll feel the gigantic power of our Heavenly Father, that He loves us so much that He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. His eye is over the righteous and His ears are open to their cries. He's available to all those that call upon Him, and He is available for your life forever and ever and ever. What a wonderful Savior that we have. I'm going to turn over to James. And this is a little bit of change. I don't know what's going on, but I did read the scriptures because I know what this is. That's all I know. The rest of what God's going to do. See, I'm not doing nothing. I'm just a, I'm like a radio. Just turn me on. And I've learned to just wait upon the Lord. That's all it is. I realize inside of me, I'm nothing. And that's what He wishes all of us to be. We just let the Lord turn us on. He'll bless you. He'll help you. He'll strengthen you. And He'll give you a heart of love. It's so wonderful. I thought I loved before, but I don't love love. I was backslid. He'll fill you, through you, excite you, uplift you, up, make you greater through Him. We're washed out in ourselves. We can't make it. And anybody that can get up and preach the Word of God without the Spirit, hey, you're shaky ground. I'm just telling you. You need to have the Spirit of God within you, motivating you. That's a whole different aspect. It's like life and no life. Death, and it brings life. You'll have people in your church that will get turned on. They'll be excited. And they will feel what I feel right now. The love of God that's down in this room is coming down like waves of glory. It's rushing out through the airways through all over the whole world this night, through the means in this last hour that God is using to get this gospel from corner to corner of this earth, that people are going to be touched by the gigantic power of God through a nobody. I'm a nobody. Yeah, I don't want to give my name. My name isn't Brother Freedom. But that's all I'll give people, because I don't want to be nothing. I'm not a star. God's a star. Jesus is a star. Jesus died, and I can live. I'm just giving a little bit what He's done for me. But I don't want no glory. He gets all the glory. I'm just a servant. The Lord Most High. Well, I better read what I got. This is James 5th chapter. Hope all of you can hear me. I'm doing my very best tonight because I think I'll get a little better. As time goes on, I'll get a little stronger. And I pray that you'll all be able to hear me, and pray that the Spirit of God will touch you right where you are. I pray that this message will go down into your heart, down into the way down in there where God had moved upon you with His mighty hand. See, you're down in there, there's darkness down inside. God says, we gotta have an operation right now. I want to remove all those hidden things, all those disgustful moments in your life that are so sinful, it's going to keep you out of heaven. But I'm here with my gigantic hand. If you'll repent and just call on me, I will lift that burden from you. And this night you will no longer be in bondage, but you'll be set gloriously free by the power of God, having that glorious power within you, that you'll be restored. You can be above Brother Freedom. The sky's the limit. You can be with God. If, as long as you go for it, those that really go for it, you're going to advance. And those that don't go for it, going to miss it. We got to go for it. This is the hour that we go for. It's in those words that God gave me. That's the theme of the hour. This is the theme of the hour. Lo, I am with you always. This is the hour. Now is the hour. Go for it. And that's the word, not just to me, but everyone. That's the university order. Because we must make a decision. Even this night. Because the Lord's coming very soon. And the way the earth looks, He's going to have to come. I have never seen what I see on the Weather Channel. I've never seen what I feel. What I've seen upon this happening. And I've been watching that they have a program that says this could happen overnight. And truly, we're living in a pucker cake. We're living in a time of not knowing. And those kind of conditions, when you don't know, you need to turn to Jesus. He is the answer. He is the way maker. He is the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but in the name of Jesus. Just call upon Jesus and He will save you. You just submit to Him and confess Him and confess your heart before men. If you'll do that, you can be eternally saved. In your life, if you, wherever you are, in South Africa, throughout the world this night, you can have Jesus and you can feel the penetration of God's glory come upon you with His mighty hand. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His eye will be with you forever and ever. And He'll take you into the promised land. And we won't have to be out wandering through the promised land year after year. We're going to go in with victory. And glory to God. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. This is to America. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and ye shall eat your flesh as it were fire, and have heaped treasures together for the last days. I may have to complete this sermon another day because there's going to be a lot to this. Hold that thought. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down the field, which is of you kept back by fraud, cries of them which have reaped and are entered into the ears of the Lord. That was a great message in here. And have lived in pleasures. America's living in pleasures. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You know, our Father, you can't go against our Father. This is His world. We're all called, given the space of time, from the time we're childhood to the time that we get to our school life. But God gives us a space of time, from the time we're born to the time He takes us home. And that space there, little space of time, means this gigantic pace beyond the eternity is not, it's not, no recording of length. It's forever. It's forever. And this first span is limited. Yes, it could be 1 year, 2 years, or 1 day, but eternity is without end. We don't know exactly, but in this limited time, God gives us that period of time to choose Him. So He gave His only Son, that special Son, so righteous, so holy. Jesus bled and died that we all might live. I'm re-saying this because out there you need to know this. You need to know this that you've been bought with a price. You've been bought with God's only Son. And God could not look upon Him when they hung Him on the cross. When He lived that spotless life that was so pure, without guile, no hypocrisy. He was a vessel of praise, of honor. He bled and died that we all, my sins, me, you, could live. Without that sacrifice, we would have no way to be on that short gap. Because it's appointed unto man once to die. Men, boys and girls, doesn't make any difference. Whether our skin is black, white, yellow, whatever, it's appointed unto us all. But He made available to those that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is that accepted time. Now is that day. Now is that time that we must choose you this day whom you will serve. So it comes into our part bargaining. We have a right to bargain. And that bargaining, God's open to us as long as we'll say, I love you. I want to repent. That's all God wants is, He doesn't want anything difficult. He doesn't want us to pay anything. He just wants to give our lives unto Him. He just wants to give us back to the One that made us. And that's what it's all about. That's why He made the world. He let me know that. He made it that man could grow up upon this world and some would do evil. And those that do evil will live eternally in a damnation place. But that doesn't mean that we have to live there. Because we can choose to live in His wonderful, it's a gigantic place that's without, it's glorious. The streets of gold, Oh, hallelujah, it's got to be, the new city of Jerusalem is going to be coming down from heaven. Just think about it. It's going to come here to planet Earth. For a 1,000-year period, we're going to have peace. We have joy. Some of us are going to be kings and priests. Some of you out there, you need to really seek the Lord because you can be a king and a priest too. He'll use you just as much as anyone else. I may get just a servant job, but I really don't care. I'll be the Lord, just the Lord's helper, and I'll be great and happy. But I want to do all I can that God will have me to do. I want to be a blessing. I want to let my light so shine. Now, don't you want to let your light shine? Don't you want to be victorious? Don't you want to come before the Lord with great alms, with great love, say, I've done my best. Father, I've tried hard. I know I failed you, but I've done my best. That's all he wishes for. We just tell him we've done our best. He says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the rest. God's so wonderful. And that he doesn't have no really hard demands, but when we get back and sort of hold ourselves, like it's spoken right here, we live in pleasures. Though we hold the whole world and lose our soul, it profiteth us nothing. Love suffereth long as kind. Love bottometh not itself. It is not puffed up. You know, as Christian, we need to let our light so shine while we're here that everyone around about us, we don't have to browbeat them and say you're going to the wrong place. We don't have to tell them where we are, that we're so mighty, we don't have to even condemn them. We just love them and say, have a good day. You know Jesus loves you so much. You know Jesus really cares for you. And when you're sick, he cares for you. When you're wounded, he cares. He understands because you're going through. He remembers in Psalms 103, he says, he remembers that we're made of dust. He remembers that time when he made, our Father, birthed us through Adam, that he loves us so much that his glory can be extended to countless men. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost without callings. I just read it. And that is a wonderful place. If you out there don't really know about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it is wonderful. It gives you insight. It'll help you through life, but you will not be wandering the place that you'll be like this fifth chapter of James, because these people it talks about in Jews, are unstable people. There's not going to be any unstable people in heaven. There's not going to be any proud people in heaven. Not going to be any backsliders in heaven. There's going to be just people in heaven. Because you wouldn't want to live there with the old ugly sinners. I mean, not to say that they're ugly, but the sin is ugly. We wouldn't want sin in heaven. So God is just making us a clean, clean place. We're going to live there forever. There's not going to be no end. It's a place of joy, peace. And then when you see the Father, you're going to know that he is truly wonderful. He is, I mean, I've heard him speak one time, like many waters. I remember when he called me, June 6, 1977. 10:35, he says, because you chose right, I've got a great call in your life, and I will use you, and prepare for the last hour. And I said, how shall I learn? Lord, do you want me to go to Bible school? He said, no, I want to teach you myself. And I believe this is the fashion that really God wants to choose. I don't know how he does it, but he can be with each one of us. He can babysit each one of us all at the same time. Isn't that wonderful? Our heavenly, he can give you that special touch. He can give me the special, and he can do it all at the same time. He's not confused. He is beyond confusion. He is beyond anything that we can imagine. How that, and see his eye. My mother taught me that years ago, that we cannot leave the eyes of the Lord. And I guess that's why I've had such a soft spot for God, because I knew he's up there. I knew his wife was in Korea. He was watching me. I didn't think I'd get back. I went through a minefield. I thought it'll all go up. And I wouldn't have came back. But I found myself, went through that, nothing happened. I seen the trip wires break and many things happen. Nothing happened. I seen Browns fall in close. Nothing happened. It's God that lifts us up. It's God that helps us. And these people out here that say that God cannot speak, he can't. God is magnificent. He is glorious. He's powerful. And I'm limited in my body, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to give it all that I have. I'm going to give all. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to try, if I have to crawl on the floor to minister, I'm going to minister to the day that God takes me home. And I'm going to do it with love. I'm going to do it with His authority. And Brother Freedom cannot do anything, but God can do everything. I'm just going to bring you to the place that you can meet Jesus for your needs. There's one scripture here that I'm going to tie in the last part of this series here, but I believe that God will come back and speak some more about this. I'm so happy tonight. I hope all of you out there, I couldn't have any greater anointing, because I don't know any way that would love is to be on the greatest anointing you can have. So I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. I've never been so happy. I'm thrilled. I'm like a little boy tonight. That this scripture here is God speaking this out. This scripture breaks my heart when I read it. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman, that's God, waiteth for the precious, we're precious fruit. He waits. This is God saying, I wait for my kid to come home. What he's saying, I wait, and when God wishes for something, it's going to come to pass. We're going to come home in style. We're going to come home not with a limited bank account. We're going to come in with full glory. We're going to come in with full power. With the anointing of God that breaks the yoke, that sets the captive free. The church has went too long without the anointing. We need the anointing of God. The anointing of God is what will set the captive free. All the ministries, you know, it's great to heal people. But the number one cry of God is to get the heart saved. And that's what Brother Freeman is called for. That your heart will be delivered. That you will not have to go to an endless place that's called, I don't even like the word that you use, but it's a bad place. But God's wonderful home is forever. And He's longing for that day, for the precious fruit of the earth. You're the precious fruit. There's nothing more precious than your life. God wants to keep you. You're a keeper. You're a winner. I don't know how to say it any better. I'm trying. But you're like you go out here in your lake and you fish and fish and fish. You fish the little bit of fish. Pretty soon you pick up the biggest fish you can and haul in. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get an overload that you can't even reel in. That's the best way I can describe it. You're going to get to catch something that's gigantic. It's going to stay with you. He says, I'll never leave you. Lo, I am with you always. Even to the end of the world. He is here to uplift us. He received early and latter rain. And God is going to call forth very shortly. The graves are going to be rolled back. All these ones who have died before us are all going to be caught up in the instant as our Lord is coming. Be ready. We need to be ready. Happy is the man and the woman whose God is the Lord. We need to be happy and seemingly glad because we have a great reward. We have a soon coming day. But I want to tell you that God loves you, and I pray that God will meet your needs inside. The main need that you have is getting your heart right with God. I pray that each one of you, when you feel like it's okay, when you feel like it's okay, and it's okay, but when you feel like maybe it's possibly it's not okay, you need to just keep praying. You need to keep seeking God until you get that line that you're saved. You know, you get on a cliff, and you have to stay there all night, which I've done with the cats and stuff like that, big dozer and something. You want to sort of stay in close in the bank if you got to leave it in the dark, because when it's dark, I've been in fires and get this heavy equipment in there, and it's hard to know what to do. And that's the way we are. We need to get in close to the Lord, in that safety. He that dwelt in the secret place, the Most High should abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we will say, Lord, ye are my refuge, we are my fortress, my mighty God, and him also. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noise of his pestilence. No evil shall fall thee, nor plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. Only with thine eyes
only with our eyes shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. God is letting us Christians receive that reward. It's spectacular. He's invitation is out this night. I can't hardly speak, but I want you to come tonight. He's given you an invitation. He's here with great love. He loves you so much. Please come to Jesus. Please, please, all of you out there that need that special touch, please make at least tell him thank you. Thank you. If you can't do anything else, thank you so much for what he has done for you. God bless you. I pray that God will richly keep you, and I'm going to say a prayer before God, this body, I'm running out of, I need the Lord's help to help me finish this. Lord, I just pray for a mighty blessing upon all your people. I pray that you'll uplift them. I pray that you'll strengthen them. I pray that you'll send your angels round about these who are in shady times when they're not even where they should be. But I pray that you'll bring protection to them, that they might be delivered from the evil one, and they might be set free, and they might live eternally in heaven and not in the wrong place, and they might be living in heaven. And heaven is to be gained this night. And we just pray that you bless your people. If any out there need special healing, I pray right now in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, be healed of cancer, be healed of terminal ills in the name of the Father and the Son of Jesus Christ. Be healed by the power of God and the miraculous. Be healed. Raise up those who have weak limbs. We pray for them this night. Lift them up. I pray for mighty people to be healed this night. I pray for those who have had back injuries to be healed. For those who have lost their healing that they had once had it. I pray that it will be back and bring it back in state, that they will be renewed in their bodies in a fresh way. Father, I just pray for a move from heaven upon your blood this night in a mighty way. Whatever your need is, I could go on and keep nailing, but the Lord tell me just to shut it off tonight because he realizes that I'm sort of weak and he wants me to close, and I just want you to know that I love you. I'm doing the best I can to finish this service. I pray that God will bless you all, and I love you, and I love you. Please write to my brother Clint, and you can talk to him, and he will just help you and minister love, and he brings a request to me, and those times I pray, and when I pray, I know what's going to happen. And if you want to write in, we're with you. We're not against you. We just want everyone to be right in the wonderful name of our Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you overall. God bless you. I love you in the name of Jesus. Amen.